It really hasn't sunk in. Just right now it feels like I pitched and we won the game. I think it's kind of like the World Series. It takes a while for this to set in and give you time to reflect on it. I guess it's one of those things you get to enjoy later.
What was the emotion like actually on the field? When it actually happened,
it's something that I'll remember forever. A lot of excitement. I think I had more adrenaline going in the ninth inning than I did in the first inning, which, I guess is normal for that situation. But it was great. The fans were great. They're on their feet, yelling and screaming, and it was probably one of the loudest times I've heard Fenway when I've been out there pitching.
Talk about your effectiveness tonight, and it all began with first pitch strike.
Yeah, it's something that Johnny and I have harped on all year. First pitch strikes, getting ahead of guys, and like I've said before, once you get ahead, you can manipulate the count and do things you want to do, it just makes the game easier when you're ahead of guys all the time. Throwing strikes, the guys behind you are ready to play and ready for the action if the ball's hit, and it puts the hitters on defense. You get ahead, and like I said, you can do the things you want to do to them.
John, who watched you win this and after the game, talk about your moment with Terry Francona. For us, if you could get back into that again, the moment you had with Terry Francona when the game was over.
It's something that really is between me and Terry, and it's something that I'll remember for a long time. I said, in the Nest interview, through everything I've been through, he's been like a second dad to me. Just being able to talk to him, not as a manager, but as a friend, and he cares a lot about his players, and he doesn't. It's not just about what you can do on the field; it's what type of person you are, and he cares a lot about that.
Could you talk about what happened last year, now making it back, and talk about your struggles last year?
I thought I threw the ball pretty well last year.
No, I mean with your illness.
It was tough. It was a long road back. When I did get back, I wanted to be at a certain level, and I wasn't at that level, and it took a while. So, it was tough mentally and tough physically to go out and pitch every 5 days. Like I said, it was a long road. I'm just glad I'm here at this moment right now, and in 5 days, go pitch again.
John, when did you start feeling the reality that you could do this?
I don't really know. I knew about it. I'll say that. I knew about it in the sixth, seventh, eighth inning. In the ninth, I go out there and walk the leadoff guy on five pitches, and had to kind of step back and tell myself not. I don't have to be too fine. Let them hit the ball, let them put it in play, let the guys behind me do their job. And they did throughout the night. Mikey made some great plays. Jacoby, great catch out in center field. It was a great, sounds cliche, but it was a great team win.
Do you think that Ellsworth is going to get to that ball?
He got a great jump on it. I did turn around and see him, and he was running. He didn't start back. He went right in, and I was just glad he caught it. He made a great catch. And he's been doing that all year for us.
Isn't that will play talking to you late in game or staying away, or would it staying away?
I don't sit there and think about things. I go talk to people. I go get up, move around. When I'm in the dugout, when I'm pitching, it's time to, let my mind take a break. I don't want to be thinking about what's up next. And people were talking. They weren't talking to me. I was talking to them, more or less. I don't really believe in all that stuff. So.
That's why I'll check you for the ball.
I don't know yet. It's going to go probably in my safe at home.
Well, you've talked at times about, kind of trying to find where you were in 2009, that pitching form. Have you felt like you are there at that point?
I think so. I'm getting there. like I've sat here and told you guys every 5 days that it seems like every time I go out, I take steps forward in the right direction. And, you know, it's tonight was another good step, not just because I didn't give up any hits, but because I felt good with my command. I felt good with my mechanics, first pitch strikes, the things that we have harped on all year. And like I said, in 5 days, I got to go do it again. So.
John,
you have a traditional hitter at any level? I threw, I don't even know anymore. I threw a couple in high school. But it's a little different.
John, you said 6th, 7th, 8th inning, you were aware of the no-no. You also said walk around. Did that, did it come up in conversation?
No.
No.
Usually, you know, if guys are talking on the dugout, I'll listen to their conversation, maybe butt in on their conversation or go down in the tunnel and, you know, talk to whoever's down there, you know, whatever it may be. It's normal for me to do that, and you know, I feel comfortable doing that because I like to get my mind off of the game. Because if you sit there and think about, you know, what you're trying to do every second of the game, you're going to wear yourself out mentally. And you know, I feel that if I don't do that, I'm more mentally fresh when I get out there.
Can you take us through the last at bat against?
To be honest, I don't even remember. I mean, I remember we fastball in, strike one. I don't even know if that's right. I really don't remember. I know we threw him in early in the bat, and some cutters. He fouled off a good curveball and some cutters, and you know we were doing that all night with the four seam and cutter in, and then trying to go four seam away, and we got some swings and misses and some bad contact. So, you know, Tech went back out there and it worked out.
130 pitches. Do you feel tired at all?
No, you don't feel tired. You don't feel tired in that situation at all. You got so much adrenaline going. I'm sure it'll hit me tomorrow morning. And when I wake up, can't move. But, no, I mean, you train all week to do this. You train all offseason to go deep in games and to pitch, you know, however many innings a year, and you know that's what we work for every 5 days.
John, Chuck, in terms of velocity, a lot of 94s, 95s, some 96 on the radar going out there. How much of that do you think was adrenaline? How much is just physically where you are at this point in the season?
Both. I've done it before when I was in the minor leagues, and I think the adrenaline helps, especially later in the game. It definitely helps. You know, it gives you that little extra that you need. And I think, like I said, a lot of hard work this offseason, a lot of hard work in spring training, and built up the arm strength. And I just feel, you know, physically better this year than I did last year every 5 days.
How does it stack up against the World Series clincher? Is it in a different category?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to describe. I mean, I think they're both definitely up there. I can't tell you which one means more to me than the other. World Series is obviously the World Series. How many people get to say they've won that? And you know, no hitter's a no hitter. How many people can say they've done that? So they're both up there. They both mean a heck of a lot to me, and something I'll cherish for a long time.
John, when the game was over, they announced that the only other pitcher who's going to hit the road been no hit against the Royals, Nolan Ryan.
Anytime you're in a class with Nolan Ryan, it's pretty special. I mean, he's probably the greatest pitcher of all time. I mean, he's unbelievable, the longevity he's had, and 7 no-hitters. You know, it's like I said, it's something that's very special.
John,